Hi, everyone. This is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. In the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Now, the content of this program is intended for print and visually impaired audience. All right, we're going to start out today talking about Moogfest, which is coming to Durham May 19th through the 22nd. In a bit more than 5 months, Moogfest, the multimedia festival centered on electronic music, which is moving to Durham from Asheville, will kick off its Triangle debut. But pieces of the lineup are already coming together. Festival organizers just announced the initial list of acts, including Gary Newman, the influential electronic pioneer best known to the U.S. for the new wave signpost, Cars. Also, Mark Mothersbaugh, similarly iconic guiding light of the band Devo. GZA, also known as the Genius, key member of the Wu-Tang Clan. Laurie Anderson, multimedia performer extraordinaire, and fittingly, one-time artist-in-residence at NASA, doing a solo performance called The Language of the Future. And Sun Ra Orchestra, the space-age jazz band, still keeping the vibe alive more than two decades after leader Sun Ra's 1993 death. Along with the performances in 17 venues and clubs to theaters, including a free outdoor stage, Moogfest will have daytime workshops and panels, including keynotes by Sirius Satellite Radio founder Martine Rothblatt, who is billed as a transhumanist pharma tycoon, and virtual reality visionary Jaron Lanier. Festival passes go for $249 for general admission, $500 for VIP, which includes various perks, and $1,000 for engineer VIP, which includes additional perks, plus the opportunity to work with Moog engineers to custom build your own Moog synthesizer. And who wouldn't want that? Okay, we're going to go down a list of audio-described performances coming up. Sunday, December 20th, Black Nativity, Justice Theater at 4 o'clock, Stewart Theater at NC State University. Tuesday, December 29th, it's the Book of Mormon at Deepak at 7:30. Hailed by the New York Times as the best musical of this century and the winner of 9 Tony Awards, the Book of Mormon is an outrageous musical comedy that follows the misadventures of a mismatched pair of missionaries sent halfway across the world to spread the good word. This performance contains explicit language. Saturday and Sunday, January 23rd and 24th, it's Matilda the Musical at Deepak. This is the story of an extraordinary girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. The Wall Street Journal says the makers of Matilda have done the impossible triumphantly. It's smart, sweet, zany, and stupendous fun. Saturday's performance is at 8, and Sunday's show is at 6:30. Okay, Sunday, January 24th, when the audio-described performances, it is Stickfly, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. A comedic family affair, the affluent African-American LaVey family, is gathering at their Martha's Vineyard home for the weekend. And brothers Kent and Flip have each brought their respective ladies home to meet the parents. As the two newcomers butt heads over issues of race and privilege, long-standing tensions bubble under the surface and reach a boiling point when secrets are revealed. Stickfly is for mature audiences. Again, that's Sunday, January 24th, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Coming up Tuesday, January 26th, Three Sisters, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Center for Dramatic Art, Paul Green Theater at 7:30. Languishing in a provincial town far from their beloved Moscow, sisters Olga, Masha, and Irina yearn for the sparkling city of their childhood, where they dream all wishes will be fulfilled. A masterful look at a family navigating the space between reality and dreams. Audio Describe performance Sunday, January 31st, Blue Sky, Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium at 2. This is the U.S. premiere of British playwright Claire Bailey's funny and troubling play about a photographer who inadvertently snaps a picture of something he shouldn't have. The play is based on a true story and deals with one of the darkest episodes in recent U.S. history, and it happened right here in our own backyard. Saturday, February 13th, Greece, North Carolina's Theater at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, 2 p.m. Get out your leather jackets, pull on your bobby socks, and take a trip to the fabulous 50s with the original rock and roll high school musical, Grease. Join the Rydell High School class of 1959, including Danny, Sandy, and the rest of the gang, as they sing their way through such classic hits as Summer Nights, Greased Lightning, and many more favorites. Sunday, February 21st, Tuesdays with Maury, Justice Theater Project at St. Francis of Assisi's Clare Hall, 2 o'clock. Now, Tuesdays with Maury is the autobiographical story of Mitch Albom, an accomplished journalist driven solely by his career, and Maury Schwartz, his former college professor. 16 years after graduation, Mitch happens to catch Maury's appearance on a television news program and learns that his old professor is battling Lou Gehrig's disease. Mitch is reunited with Maury, and what starts as a simple visit turns into a weekly pilgrimage and a last class in the meaning of life. Other Audio Describe performances Sunday, February 21st. It is Sweeney Todd, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. This is a musical, a dark and whimsical fantasy. Sweeney Todd seeks revenge on Judge Turpin and the team and teams up with the amorous Mrs. Lovett, a pie maker. When Sweeney opens a barbershop above Mrs. Lovett's business, he adds a special ingredient to the recipe that has all of London dying for their pies. Wednesday, February 24th, The Lion King, Deepak, Durham Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Giraffes strut, birds swoop, gazelles leap, the entire Serengeti comes to life as never before. And as the music soars, Pride Rock slowly emerges from the mist. More than 70 million people from around the world have experienced the awe-inspiring visual artistry, the unforgettable music, and the uniquely theatrical storytelling of this Broadway spectacular. Wow, 70 people have seen it, huh? Sunday, February 23rd, or 28th, rather. It's messing up my day. Audio Describe performance Sunday, February 28th. Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. Applause, Cary Youth Theater at Cary Arts Center, 3 o'clock. Oh, brother. Sibling mischief and best pal escapades are the problems Peter Hatcher faces in his attempts to deal with his impossible little brother. Fudge. Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing is a humorous look at family life and the troubles that can only be caused by a younger sibling. Okay, moving on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. More information, you can call 919-996-8700. Going on now through the December 30th date, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, Broadway series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. The original television classic comes to life, first airing in 1964. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has become a beloved Christmas classic, capturing the hearts and wonder of generations of fans. Now, 50 years later, something magical is happening as the beloved classic soars off the screen and onto the stage this holiday season. Join in celebrating Rudolph's 50 years on television and come see all your favorite characters from the special. Again, that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, now through December 30th. December 18th through the 27th, it is Nutcracker, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. December 18 and 19, Cirque Musica Holiday Spectacular, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. This new show features your favorite holiday music with spellbinding grace and gravity-defying feats from today's greatest circus performers, all on one stage. It's the perfect opportunity for the entire family to get into the holiday spirit while enjoying a spectacular experience. December 31st, New Year's Eve in Vienna, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 p.m. Then moving into the new year, January 9th, Emily Saves the Orchestra, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. During a performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Emily, a spunky 10-year-old, is drawn out of her seat and onto the stage by the strains of the beautiful music. But her bold behavior brings her more than she has bargained for. Performances at 1 and 4. Also January 9th at Duke Energy Center, the Krueger Brothers, presented by Pinecone at Fletcher Opera Theater. The Krugers were born and raised in Europe, but they were so influenced by American music, particularly the music of North Carolina's Doc Watson, that they moved to the U.S. in 2002 and now make their home in Wilkesboro. Along with bass player Joel Landsberg, a native of New York City who had an extensive musical upbringing in classical and jazz music, they formed a trio that has been playing professionally together for two decades. January 12th through the 17th, it's Ragtime, Broadway Series South and North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. The stories of an upper-class wife, a determined Jewish immigrant, and a daring young Harlem musician unfold, set in turn-of-the-century New York, all three united by their desire and belief in a brighter tomorrow. January 14th through the 16th, Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Man. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. January 15 and 16, Beethoven's Emperor Concerto, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. January 22nd, it's Peter Yarrow, Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. January 22nd and 23rd, a Rodgers and Hammerstein celebration, North Carolina Symphony Pops, May Mandy Concert Hall. January 23rd and 24th, Shen Yun Performing Arts at Memorial Auditorium. There are three performances, 2 and 7:30 on the 23rd and at 2 p.m. on the 24th. January 24th, Eugene Onegin, North Carolina Opera at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tatiana, young and earnest, pours out her heart to the brooding worldly Onegin to no avail. When she instead marries a wealthy older man, Onegin realizes too late his mistake. January 29th, it's Mipso. This is a Pinecone event, Fletcher Opera Theater. The renegade traditionalists of Mipso are doing their part to take four-part harmony and Appalachian influences into new territory. Formed in Chapel Hill in 2010, these four North Carolina songwriters have wandered off the path blazed by Earl Scruggs and Doc Watson to find a new clearing for their southern string band sound. And finishing up the month of January, the 29th and 30th, it's Mozart's Piano Concerto, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall, performances at 8 o'clock both nights. Okay, DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center, tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com, Deepak Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Deepak Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, coming up at Deepak, December 17th through the 20th, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. Theater in the Park's original musical comedy adaptation of A Christmas Carol, based on the book by Charles Dickens and adapted for the stage by Ira David Wood III, now in its 41st year, has been cited as one of the most successful shows in North Carolina theater history. December 29th through January 10th, it's The Book of Mormon, hailed by the New York Times as the best musical of this century. Friday, January 15th, it is Lewis Black, The Emperor's New Clothes, The Naked Truth Tour. Lewis Black, Grammy Award-winning stand-up comedian, is one of the most prolific and popular performers working today. He executes a brilliant trifecta as a stand-up comedian, actor, and author. January 29th through the 24th, Matilda the Musical. Tuesday, January 26th, and I'll start out saying right away, this is a sold-out show, Dancing with the Stars Live. Wednesday, January 27th, it's The Tenors. Since their formation in 2007, The Tenors have performed more than 500 concerts on five continents and made over 150 television appearances, including the 2012 Emmy Awards. Thursday, January 28th, Aretha Franklin, known around the world by just her first name, and as the undisputed reigning queen of soul. Saturday, January 30th at Deepak, Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy. Now, Jeff is one of the most respected and successful comedians in the country. He's the largest-selling comedy recording artist in history, a multiple Grammy Award nominee, and best-selling author of more than 26 books. Now, Larry the Cable Guy is a multi-platinum recording artist, Grammy nominee, Billboard Award winner, and one of the top comedians in the country. Okay, Thursday, February 4th, it is Star Trek, The Ultimate Voyage. This lavish production includes an impressive live symphony orchestra and international solo instruments. People of all ages and backgrounds will experience the franchise's groundbreaking and wildly popular musical achievements, while the most iconic Star Trek film and TV footage is simultaneously beamed on a high-definition 40-foot wide screen. Friday, February 5th, CMT presents Jennifer Nettles. This sought-after ticket will include Brandi Clark and special guests Lindsay L. and Tara Thompson. The tour is an extension of CMT's Next Women of Country campaign, an effort that seeks to give more attention and airplay to female country artists. February 16th through March 13th at Deepak, it's Disney's The Lion King. Thursday, March 24th, the Moody Blues Fly Me High Tour. Monday, March 28th, Duran Duran. Friday, April 1st, Get the Lead Out. Saturday, April 2nd, comedian Ron White. Now, he's usually with Larry the Cable Guy, but not in this case, and Jeff Foxworthy. Sunday, April 3rd, it is Yanni. Yanni and his world-renowned orchestra will perform audience favorites from throughout his career, as well as newly reworked arrangements of the classics. Yanni has accumulated more than 40 platinum and gold albums, with international sales totaling over 25 million copies. Okay, also coming up at Deepak Tuesday and Wednesday, April 5 and 6, Million Dollar Quartet. Thursday, April 7th, Peppa Pig Live. Sunday, April 10th, 4th Annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Thursday, April 14th, A Night with Janis Joplin. Friday, April 15th, Elton Brown Live, Eat Your Science. Sunday, April 16th, Celtic Woman. April 19th through the 24th, Cabaret. And another sold-out show for Dave Ramsey Smart Money Tour. It is due to come around Wednesday, April 27th. But once again, Dave Ramsey's show is sold out. Okay, moving on to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number's there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Okay, Thursday, December 17th, the Punch Brothers at 8 o'clock. The Punch Brothers mix bluegrass, roots, rock, pop, jazz, and classical to create a unique contemporary sound. That from Rolling Stone magazine. Saturday, December 19th, Rejoice This Night, holiday concert with brass at 8. Voices kicks off its 35th season with a flurry of choral works that are sure to put you in the holiday spirit. Voices is one of the Triangle's oldest and most distinguished choral groups with over 130 members. Sunday, December 20th, Cherish the Ladies, Celtic Christmas at 8. It is simply impossible to imagine an audience that wouldn't enjoy what they do, says the Boston Globe, speaking of Cherish the Ladies. This long-running Grammy-nominated Irish-American supergroup formed in New York City in 1985 to celebrate the rise of extraordinary women in what had been a male-dominated Irish music scene. Tickets start at $24. At Carolina Theater on Thursday, January 7th, American Spiritual Ensemble. The American Spiritual Ensemble is a critically acclaimed professional group composed of some of the finest singers in the classical music world. Tickets start at $27. Saturday, January 9th, Campaign for Change presents All Lives Matter at 9 o'clock or 9 a.m., I should say. Mega Adventure, Workshops, Power of Words, Poetry Slam, and Riding with Joe Crack. Friday, January 15th, it's Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. Tickets start at $27. The performance is at 8. Sunday, January 17th at Carolina Theater, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle presents Voices Across the Century. Centuries. Tickets are $25 and the program starts at 3. Friday, January 22nd, Black Violin, classically trained South Florida twosome. Wilner Will Be Baptiste and Kev Marcus Sylvester, who go by the name Black Violin, are a welcome revelation for their ability to meld highbrow and pop culture. Tickets start at $28 and the performance is at 8. Sunday, the 24th at Carolina Theater, Indigo Girls. Tickets are $37. Thursday, January 28th, Arlo Guthrie. Arlo has been known to generations as a prolific songwriter, social commentator, master storyteller, actor, and activist. Arlo is the eldest son of Marjorie Guthrie, a professional dancer with the Martha Graham Company, and founder of the Committee to Combat Huntington's Disease, and America's most beloved singer, writer, philosopher, artist, Woody Guthrie. Arlo has become an iconic figure in folk music in his own right with a distinguished and varied career spanning over 50 years. Having problems with the years thing this today. Anyway, Saturday, January 30th, perky always happy Kristen Chenoweth. In 2016, the Carolina Theater will celebrate its 90th year in the heart of downtown Durham. The historic concert and performing arts venue has several special events planned to help pay tribute to its 9 decades of presenting arts and entertainment in the city. But none is grander than the 90th anniversary celebration concert, an evening with Kristen Chenoweth. Tickets start at $47. The performance is at 8 o'clock. Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street. The number there, 919-828-5233. December 17th through the 19th, Greg Behrendt. December 26th and 27th, Andy Woodhull. December 31st and January 2nd, Dom Herrera. January 8 and 9, it's Rod Mann. January 14th through the 16th, Sarah Kalana. January 21st through the 23rd, Jamie Kennedy. January 28th through the 31st, Gary Owen. February 4th through the 6th, Margaret Cho. Gary Goldman, February 12th through the 14th, Drew Lynch, February 18th through the 20th, and Tim Meadows, February 25th through the 27th. Now, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular performer, just in case it is not what you or your family might enjoy. Okay, the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival, Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater, is now running through January 3rd. The festival includes more than 20 displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. These larger-than-life displays will wow you with their beauty. Additionally, there will be multiple weekend performances by Chinese artisans. Ticket prices, kids 2 and under are free. 3 to 17 years old, $12. And 18 plus, $20. And you can get a 4-pack for $50. All right, PNC Arena, coming up January 16th, World's Toughest Rodeo, February 3rd through the 7th. It is Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. Saturday, February 27th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Friday, March 4th, Cat Williams. Friday and Saturday, March 11 and 12, and there are all kinds of commercials on television and radio for this. Again, Friday and Saturday, March 11 and 12 at PNC Arena. It is Garth Brooks with special guest Trisha Yearwood. Both shows, March 11th and 12th, start on at 7 p.m. Excuse me. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. The mouth is just falling apart. Now, if you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.